Seattle police dash cam videos are the subject of a lawsuit currently before the Washington State Supreme Court. Justices heard arguments Tuesday regarding public access to those videos. And as KUOW's Liz Jones reports, the case comes at a time when the police force faces heightened scrutiny about transparency and public accountability.
Como News filed the lawsuit against Seattle police, claiming the department violated the state's Public Records Act. In 2010, a Como reporter filed several records requests with the SPD. The requests were for a list of dash cam videos that met certain criteria. Court documents show SPD repeatedly denied the requests with little explanation. Yet, a year after Como's initial request, SPD did provide a similar list of videos to a private citizen with data expertise.
He knew how to use the magic words to request the database in Microsoft SQL Server.
Judith Endijohn is Como's attorney.
He knew how to frame the request so that they could not get out of producing it.
Endijohn argues SPD misled Como when it said such a video log was unavailable, and that SPD failed to offer Como proper explanation about the denials or assistance to craft a successful request. Attorney Mary Perry represents Seattle and SPD. She says SPD met with the Como reporter, attorneys, and IT staff to try to fulfill the requests.
We tried, Justice. We honestly tried. That's when we gave them the list of 16,000 and 41,000. That was rejected. Every time we tried to offer something, it was rejected.
Como's attorney responded that those efforts came far too late in the process. The case raises questions about SPD's policy regarding public access to the dash camera videos and how SPD maintains those records. The case also highlighted an apparent catch-22 in the system. SPD claims it cannot release recordings made within the past 3 years since the files might be part of litigation. However, the video database was initially set to automatically erase files older than 3 years. Seattle's attorney, Mary Perry, says that expiration date has been extended. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.